The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. The Pharisees came forward and began to argue with Jesus, seeking from him a sign from heaven to test him. He sighed from the depths of his spirit and said, "Why does this generation seek a sign? Amen, I say to you, no sign will be given to this generation." Then he left them, got into the boat again, and went off to the other shore. The Gospel of the Lord. So as we go through now chapter 8 of Mark's Gospel, the Pharisees are still unconvinced. They've seen so many things, they've heard so many things, and they're still testing God, testing Jesus. And so we can maybe ask ourselves, what are the signs of faith, the miracles of Jesus that we've experienced in our own life? And have they been enough for us? Or do we still test Jesus? Do we still seek something more? What will it take for it to be enough for us? You know, usually it's when we encounter suffering that it causes us to doubt God and to question God. And so when we look to St. James' letter today, it kind of gives us a good perspective. This beautiful letter of St. James, written to the Jews, the Christians that were dispersed from Jerusalem. So he's writing to his brothers in distress. He says, "Consider it all joy when you encounter various trials, for you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." So consider it all joy. Maybe that word consider might be important for us, that we have to think about it, deliberate, discern, to consider it from the perspective of God. That's what he says, that we don't lack wisdom, but if we do, we should ask, and it will be given to us. Wisdom, this perspective of God, maybe we can think like the eagle eye view of everything. Because usually when we encounter suffering, or trials, distress, our vision gets very narrow and focused, and we can only see that one thing that's pricking at us. St. James is encouraging us to take that broader perspective and to consider all things from that perspective of God. And this is where we ask for that gift of faith, that solid foundation for which we live. And we understand life through our faith. So as we practice the virtues and receive the sacraments and live a life of grace, we pray for the increase of that virtue of faith, that light through which we see all things, that foundation, our true base. Because St. James goes on to say that without it, we're like a wave just tossed upon the sea. Causes us a double-minded man. And we can kind of look at the Pharisees in that same way. Two minds. No singular purpose. And this is what the grace of God does. It keeps us with a singular purpose, a singular focus. And this is what we pray for. And so these last few days, this last week and a half, that we're getting ready for the season of Lent, we pray for that grace to have that singular focus, that wisdom of God, like his perspective, to see all things, so that what God has done for us already will be enough, that the sign of Jonah, as he says elsewhere, will be sufficient, that his death and resurrection, his reigning in heaven at the right hand of the Father, will be a sufficient source of grace for us, no matter what trials or sufferings we endure. Let's pray today as we continue this Holy Mass, as we come forward to receive our Lord and the Blessed Sacrament, that we have an increase in the virtue of faith, an increase in that gift of wisdom, and that whatever comes, that we consider it to be true joy. Amen.